the Saturn and Sphinx moths of the upper Midwest. Let me speak of the Saturn and Sphinx moths of the upper Midwest. It's a map-sized pocket guide, laminated in a formaldehyde of plastic that I've kept between my handbook to the projectile points of Iowa and the selected lyrics of Hafiz. Goes to show that we're all a bit edited. Even the Saturn and Sphinx moths of the upper Midwest is cut to its completeness. The Vashti Sphinx moth flies to the light bulb over our heads. The Death's Head hawk moth surfaces in the silence of the lambs, alights on the lips of Jodie Foster. The spiny oakworm, the honey locust, the Virginia creeper, that gothic moth's an imposter. The Polyphemus moth has four eyes, yet is named after the Cyclops, Odysseus blindsided by calling himself nobody. A four-eyed Cyclops moth is nobody, too. Saturn moths are not a single species, but moths swallowed by what a system accrued. The eyes on the wings of the Io moth are equal to the widening inner aperture that asks what kind of insect is prayer. Close your eye, kid, and stare into Ovid as Zeus transforms Io into a heifer to hide her in plain sight, and the cow jumps into the moon like Li Po. Anonymously carved into Wikipedia's Temple of Light is the maxim. There are over 160,000 kinds of moths, many of which are yet to be described. The Abbot's Sphinx, the Akamon, Multimedia Lepidoptera. The pink moth denudes as it detaches from the synaptic flash that cocoons it, ingesting the muslin over its origins as Saturn consumes the Sphinx. I once saw an empty parking lot outside Fargo, deified by falling snow. I recall the upper Midwest as a system of riddles and gods that was present in the fluorescence of the gas stations lit like ashrams in which we might dissolve our transverse orientation to the things of this earth.